Locker room chats continue tonight on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined now by Jefferson West football coach. That is Jeff Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. A lot to get into with the coach here as we get set for that Week 7 matchup tomorrow night against Atchison County. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Coach, the new district assignments for 26 and 27 released this week. We've had some shakeups with some of our area teams, and you look at the 3A classification, district number 4. So for the next 2 years, Atchison, Hiawatha, Holton, Jeff West, Nemaha Central. So you've got Atchison bumping down. You got Nemaha moving up. Throw Hiawatha, Holton, and then you guys in there as well. So a little bit different look in the district here in the next two seasons.
Absolutely. And it's, a very solid district with Nemaha moving up, like you said, and Atchison coming down a level. So obviously Holton and Hiawatha are going to be very tough in the years to come. So we're definitely in a position where, you know, we're going to have a couple different looks moving forward.
Speaking of districts, you guys are 3-0 in district play this season. Another big win last week for you guys at home, 47-14. That final score against Perry LeCompton, I'm sure a lot to take away from that game and, you know, a lot of penalties. It might have been a little sluggish early, but the offense got going. Guys were able to put up some points. You had a nice lead at the half. Perry came back. You know, Perry made things interesting late. They got to within 20, recovered an onside kick, and they were inching to get maybe within two scores late in that game. But you guys had a couple of late touchdowns for that final outcome. I guess the overall thoughts and takeaways from the big win last week.
Yeah, absolutely. They, we had a punt block early in the ball game, and that really excited the crowd and our group. And, Cyrus was able to get some push up front and get his hand on the ball early on, and we score a special teams touchdown. I believe it was Corbin Mayer that recovered that ball. Defensively, still flying around, doing some really good things defensively. We need to clean up our tackling a little bit. We missed too many tackles, but overall, seeing those guys fly around and get to the ball, multiple players getting to the ball, we had a lot of guys actually have tackles throughout that game, and that just proves the point that we are running to the football well. We just have to make a few adjustments as far as wrapping up and finishing our tackles defensively and offensively. You know, it takes a little bit to get going, but again, we were playing with some short fields and, didn't have a lot of third downs. We didn't convert very well third down. We need to continue to improve in that area. But we also had, we were 2 of 3 on fourth down, so that actually helps a little bit.
You know,
and again, special teams. Sorry, Brandon, go ahead.
No, you're good, you're good. Yeah, just kind of, you were kind of going into my next point, and that was special teams. You've emphasized it as much as any coach that I've talked to over the season. You know, it's almost a week in, week out basis, just how important it is for you and your coaches to emphasize special teams. And you mentioned that first touchdown against Perry with the block punt in the end zone, and then it's the little things like kickoff coverage, guys getting down there making plays, and I feel like you guys put as much emphasis into special teams as you do with the offensive and defensive sides.
We do. We spend a lot of time on it. We make it a third of the game, obviously, and really emphasize the importance of it throughout the week of preparation, and Coach Barr does a great job of organizing all that, and we had a nice kickoff return. Creighton took one back to the house, and it was called back. We just have to clean up our blocking and making sure our hands are inside and we're finishing those blocks and running our feet. And maybe we keep that score on the board. So there's a lot of good things happening offensive, defense, and special teams as well.
Is it a little concerning? You know, the last couple of weeks, you know, still victories against Holton and Perry, but the offense taking a little bit longer to kind of get going. You know, we're this late in the season. The playoffs are right around the corner. Are you emphasizing maybe getting off to a little bit of a faster start on the offensive side to kind of end things here in this regular season?
Yes, we need to definitely start faster offensively. Again, it's just a matter of honing in on our responsibilities and doing our job individually and collectively consistently. I mean, we have to be more consistent with the way we operate and with the way we execute. But overall, we have playmakers, and we're going to continue to try to get the ball in their hands. And I think we're able to do that as the game goes on. But yeah, most definitely, we have been trying to emphasize being able to start a little quicker offensively.
Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. They step out of district play here tomorrow night. They're back at home against Atchison County. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNCA. We got a few more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach. That is Jeff Schwinn. It's presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Tigers sitting at 5-1, 3-0 in district play. Great opportunity here to close things out on a high note. But, coach, you step out of district play here in week 7 tomorrow night. You guys are back at home. You take on Atchison County, team out of the Northeast Kansas League. They're coming off a loss to Royal Valley last week. That was a 35-7 final. But played Sabetha the week before. They've played Riverside, who's a one-loss team earlier in the season. So they have certainly been, you know, tested with some really good teams. What do you see from this ACCHS team when you put them on tape and kind of the expectations for tomorrow night?
Sure. They're a very athletic team. They're skilled position players, number 7, 8, and 9. 8 plays all over the place and is very explosive. Number 7 runs the ball well. You know, we're going to have to make sure that we can bottle those specific players up. Plus, you know, there's others on that field that we've got to be able to take care of business as far as that's concerned. But they are a very athletic team, and we have to make sure that we're coming in with the right mindset. And, you know, throughout this week, the one word that we've been trying to emphasize is improve. We've got to improve every day with every opportunity that we have. And, you know, that's the attack that we've had throughout the week. Hopefully that is seen on Friday.
It seems like, you know, kind of looking at their games throughout the year, it seems like they want to run it, you know, at least first. It's kind of run first, but they do have the ability to throw it, you know, from time to time. You mentioned some of their athletes, and they do got some playmakers on the outside, but it seems like they want to run it, you know, and establish that, but they do have the ability to throw it out if they need to.
Absolutely, and again, that just goes back to being disciplined, playing with good eyes, and you know, being responsible for each of the positions' jobs. You know, do your job and do it to the best of your ability. But we have to have good eyes because they'll push the ball down the field, and our defensive backfield's gotta have to be disciplined and making sure that they're not jumping up on the run and giving anything up over the top. So we just have to make sure that we're obviously playing a physical football game and tackling better and hopefully, you know, come out and perform the way we should.
There it is. Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. They're going to step out of district play tomorrow night as they'll take on Atchison County in Meriden. And then, of course, they got a matchup looming large with Hayden in the final week of the regular season on the road. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.